open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins.
And we're back here at the Slider House here in Rock Hill at the corner of McKnight and Manchester. I'm Andy Strickland. Alongside Dr. Rick Lehman, this is Sports Medicine. We come your way each and every Wednesday. Hockey Sense from 6 to 7, Sports Medicine from 7 to 8. It's a package deal. We're back to back. And couldn't be happier to be here at the Slider House. It's been a great run. Last 3-4 weeks, we've had a lot of fun here.
Absolutely. It's a great venue. I mean, even tonight, it's supposed to rain. The venue's unbelievable. The patio's wide open. Nice breeze. Place is packed. I mean, this is a great place to just hang. All these TVs, watching the Cardinals.
Yeah, no, it is a great
it's
spot.
It's unreal.
And as always, this show is brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC. Doc, tell us about your experience there with our good friends over there at Gateway Buick GMC.
Well, you know, I told you last week, and it never ceases to amaze me, the vehicles that they have. And, you know, when you think of a pickup truck or you think of a 4x4, you don't really think of the luxury that you get in one of these GMCs, and they truly are. They're like Cadillacs, number one. And number two, the service. I don't think there's a car dealership in St. Louis that will provide the same service. They just have so many perks that you're going to get. They'll pick your car up. They'll leave you with a car, free service, the warranty, et cetera, and it's just so personal. So, again, if you're out there and you're thinking of buying a car, go by, hear their story, look at their prices, you know, and compare and see what you think. And I can't imagine you're not going to go back to Gateway Buick and buy your truck or your car.
I need a third row.
All right.
You got to hook me up.
That's fair.
I'm calling Don Davis right now. Kelly Haney, hook us up.
And you know, we'll get you a third row, nice, beautiful car, and then room behind the third row, which is even more amazing.
Yeah, because a lot of these cars, Doc, they have a third row, and guess what that means?
Right.
No trunk.
That's right. Well, not the GMCs, man. You're sitting in your third row, and there's plenty of room for all your stuff.
There's room for a fourth row. Right?
And all your kids' garbage.
And all their garbage. Gateway Buick GMC service department, though, their summer care specials. This is what I like. Keep your vehicle running smoothly. Right now, enjoy a special summer bonus coupon that brings you up to $40 worth of savings off any service all month. How about that? To get this coupon, visit Gateway Buick GMC online and book your appointment on your phone or your computer at home. www.stlouisbuickgmc.com. Gateway, the right way. And you know where they're located, right there at I-270 McDonald Boulevard. They offer that lifetime warranty on any new or pre-owned vehicle. So again, www.stlouisbuickgmc.com or in person at I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. That lifetime warranty, Doc. You can't make that stuff up.
I know, and that's amazing for a car. I mean, it really is. But I'll tell you, the cars don't break. I mean, I've had, obviously, a number of them, and I've never, ever had a problem with one of these cars, which I can't say, you know, all the years that I've had other cars, I can't say that about any other car out there, Mercedes, et cetera, et cetera.
Porsches.
These cars are so reliable. They're almost like the old-school Toyotas.
Yeah. Well, the old-school Toyotas.
Well, the new-school Toyotas aren't so good.
No. We don't have a Toyota deal, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But they used to be great, though. Back they'd go 200,000-300,000 miles.
Back in the day, I mean, they were. They were amazing, and, you know, they didn't break. And now, I don't know what's happened, but the Japanese have slid a little bit, and I think the Americans have really come up on their A-game. And these, I mean, when I tell you they don't break, these cars don't break. I mean, you put a couple 100,000 miles on it, and no rust, no nothing. I mean, they're just, you turn them in because you're sick of looking at the inside for so long.
Yeah, all right. Let's talk a little sunscreen, Doc. And it's interesting what sunscreen users may be doing good, what they may be doing wrong. And I must confess, I've never been a sunscreen guy. I don't wear sunscreen. I don't burn very much. Unless I'm in, like, the Caribbean, which is a completely different ballgame, you know, in terms of that type of sun. I mean, I've gotten burned in Mexico where I've really paid for it when I didn't wear sunscreen. But this is very serious, though, especially with kids, right?
Well, first of all, everybody should wear sunscreen. It's not just your skin that burns. It's these free radicals that happen to you when you burn. So you get these free radicals in your body, and they're precursors to cancer. Not just skin cancer, but pollutants in your system. So people should wear sunscreen no matter what when they're outside, because you do run the risk of having other issues besides just the good old skin cancer. Skin cancer is the most common cancer, so everybody should wear sunscreen.
No matter what ethnicity, whatever.
Right, and you hear that all the time. Oh, you know, I'm this, I'm that, I'm Latin, I don't need it, I have a lot of melanin. That doesn't make any difference. You wouldn't burn your food and eat it, so why are you going to burn your skin? And your skin does burn, and it doesn't have to be sunny out. But you're right. You know, if you're in the Caribbean, the sun's closer, or you're doing, you know, you're on the top of a mountain, the sun's closer, just the burns are worse. So everybody should, and kids, like you said, why are you going to give somebody, a little kid, years and years and years of sun damage by letting them go outside with no sunscreen? And, you know, when we were kids, there wasn't any sunscreen. We didn't know any better. It's like the bottle rockets.
No, I like how some places, like at the Minnesota State Fair, apparently they set up where they give you free sunscreen. Like they have like sunscreen dispensers.
Absolutely.
It's like hand sanitizer.
And when you snow ski, same thing. I mean, you got, you know, there's sunscreen everywhere because they know how dangerous it is for you not to protect your skin.
You know, less than 40% of people apply sunscreen on the face, Doc.
Right.
That's important.
Well, and that's the number one place you should put. Where should you protect your skin? You know, and most people don't cover all the areas that have sunscreen issues, and that's a big thing. You know, you got to cover all the areas that are exposed.
What about cloudy days? People think you don't need sunscreen on cloudy days.
And again, you know, that's a little bit of a fallacy because even though it's cloudy, the UV rays are getting through. And you are going to get sunburned. And I think we've all experienced that. You're like, how did I get sunburned today? You know, you're outside all day. It's a little cloud cover, you know, nice day. The next thing you know, you got a little pink. You got a little red in your skin. And, yeah, that's sunburn.
And sunscreen should be applied to your entire, any area of your body that's exposed, right?
Absolutely.
And because, 100%. Because, I mean, skin cancer, that's the real deal. I mean, that's what you're trying to prevent here, correct?
Absolutely. Melanoma, skin cancers. And some of these skin cancers aren't real serious. You get them taken off. They're not real severe. And then some skin cancers will kill you. You know, some of them, melanoma is a very severe skin cancer, and it will kill you.
People ask how much. Apparently, 1 ounce of sunscreen should suffice to cover your entire body.
Right. And you want to try to do it every 3-4 hours if you're outside. If you go in the water, you got to do it more frequently. Now, everybody under sunscreens. I don't know anybody who over sunscreens. I mean, everybody says, you know, I don't need as much, or, you know, I'm not going to have to cover my hands, or like you said, my face, or where your bathing suit comes to your knees. Everybody, you know, trying to chinch a little bit on how much you're putting it on. But the most important thing is to reapply it when you sweat, when you go in the water, and when the stuff washes off, because it's going to wash off. It does. It's not going to be there forever.
What about wearing a hat or some protective clothing? I mean, is that something? I mean, I would guess, right? It's probably common sense to wear some protective clothing.
Well, first of all, the length of a brim in a hat is very important because that's going to decrease the rays that affect you. So the bigger the brim, the better. And personally, when I'm outside in the sun, I wear a long sleeve shirt. Yeah, it's hot. It's not that comfortable, but it is protective to your skin. So I think if you're outside and you're going to be doing stuff all day, you should wear sun protective clothing. You probably should wear a long sleeve shirt. You probably should wear a hat. You're going to look like an idiot? Yes, you're going to look like an idiot, but you're not going to get skin cancer.
All right, what about the SPF protection, the number? I mean, it's like, Doc, I have no idea what number to choose. They have like 15, 20, 35, and they don't explain it anywhere to even tell us what the hell it means. Should a kid get this number? Should an adult get this number? This number if you're going to be out all day? This number for 2 or 3 hours? Like, that is probably the most confusing part of sunscreen to begin with.
Right. So the minimum SPF you should ever use is 30. And that's if you're...
That's the minimum.
That's the minimum. And I would say for kids probably want to use, 50 minimum. But certainly, you're not going to go wrong going to 70, going to 100. But 100 is a little bit overkill. So for kids, 50, adults, 30 minimum. And you want to make sure that when you're reading the label that it is protecting you from all the different types of rays. So it's got to be UVA, UVB. It's got to be all the rays that the sun produces. And if it doesn't, you're still going to have skin damage. Now, it turns out that our particular sunscreen compared to Europe is not very good. They did these giant tests and looked at our types of sunscreen, the types of sunscreen in Europe, and what they're finding is we're not our sunscreen, mass manufactured, made wherever it's made, I won't say, is probably not as protective as good European made.
Really?
Yeah. And so if you really want to be a stickler, you probably want to go on the internet and buy
some European.
Or, yeah, absolutely, because it's just much, much better.
How often should you apply it? If you're going to be at the beach all day long, do you need to reapply after 4 hours or what?
Well, you're supposed to reapply it every 90 to 120 minutes, so an hour and a half to 2 hours. Reapply it if you go in the water. I think if you're 3 hours, less than 3 hours, you're good. If you're 3 hours or more, you got to reapply it. And when you reapply it, because you've been in the sun, you got to put on a little more.
All right, but this is the problem, though. People go in the sun because they want to get tan. They want to get dark. And the thought is maybe that sunscreen is going to prevent that from happening. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So how do you balance putting sunscreen on and still getting the tan that you're after?
Well, I think there's nothing worse for your skin than getting a suntan. I mean, there's absolutely nothing worse for your skin. Nothing. So when you look at people and they're 50, 60 years old and their skin's wrinkled and their skin just looks terrible, and we all know people like that.
Oh, yeah. You know, they look like leather.
Yeah, it looks like leather. They were 16. You know, they were sun goddesses or sun gods,
yeah.
sitting in the sun. And what happens? Or you see people that are workers and the back of their neck just looks like shoe leather. You really want your skin to look like that?
No.
So really, sun tanning is not a healthy thing. It's a good look. You know, go to a tanning bed or go to get some paint on orange stuff or something. Look like the president. But don't burn your skin. I mean, just think about it. Don't burn your skin to look better. That's just not healthy in the long run.
No, don't burn your skin. And if you use sunscreen and you still get burned, you may have a lawsuit. That's why you call our good buddy Jack Spooner. You never know, right?
That is the best segue I've ever heard.
Because
Thank
he could
you.
Probably help you out with that. 314-ASK-JACK, where legal questions are always free. Located right there in the heart of downtown Clayton, our good buddy Jack Spooner has been a trial attorney and a successful one for over 30 years, Doc. Kind of brings that East Coast attitude, but still with the Midwest values. That's what you like about Jack Spooner. His phone number is easy, 314-ASK-JACK. Tell him you heard about him on 590 The Fan, KFNS. And he will answer any question that you have. And the best part about Jack is that he's reasonable, he's understanding, and he's honest. And if he can't help you, he's going to recommend an attorney who can. He's not going to try to give you some, you know, bull, whatever, like just act like he can. That's not his style. He's going to pass you along to somebody who can. But if he can help you, believe me, he'll do that as well. 314-ASK-JACK. Give Jack Spooner, attorney at law, a call today. Try to get him to come in tonight, Doc.
I wish you to come in. You know, you made a good point. If he can't give you his A game, mm-hmm. he'll pass you on to someone that's of equal quality, which I will tell you is the A game,
right,
to give you what you need, because he's just an honest guy. You know, you can't say that about many attorneys, but this guy's an honest guy.
Yeah, all right. 314-ASK-JACK. Call Jack Spooner today. Hey, we're live at the Slider House at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. This is Sports Medicine. I'm Andy Strickland.